It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In my completely lack of professional opinion, I think we're going to get this game in tonight. And I hope so, because the Tigers are going to do... the Tigers have this... the bullpen day. This is your day. All right, you got Schneeman's Demons at the bottom, the 1-9. Give it to me. I think we actually need to be paying attention to the fact that Schneeman has played short more often than not since the All-Star break ended. And I wonder whether we're just going to do like a rotating cast, whether maybe Gabe Arias gets another chance, whether Angel Martinez gets another chance, or whether this is just all, hey, everybody gets one last crack at it before we move Andrés Giménez to short.
So who's getting moved?
Well, I mean, I think Rocchio goes to AAA, and then maybe you feel more comfortable defensively about Angel Martinez or Schneeman every day at second base. You really like when I say Schneeman, by the way.
You know, you light since up. Day one I have.
Yeah. Yeah. And like when I do the Schneeman's Demons, you get very animated. You like smile. You're just naturally happy.
I am.
You are. You're just a naturally happy guy.
Yeah. I just, you know, just frankly, when we're talking baseball, it just makes me excited.
You're a baseball guy. And you don't run from it. And by the way, the 5 at 5 was brought to you by Slater and Sirs. Experience you need, results you want. I'll just ask you. You're panicking, right? And I'm saying it. That's a statement.
Well, it's funny because I'm not panicking. However,
he kind of called me out for being a homer earlier because I'm not panicking.
No, but I don't want to jam you up.
Jam me up. Jam away.
Can I jam you up?
Jam away.
I mean, you said you're not panicking.
Mm-hmm.
However, you did say tonight's the game. If they don't win tonight, you're going to be a little nervous tomorrow.
No, I mean, I think the conversation's evolving. I think this is the series where with every game, if they take the next three games, guys, we should all stand down. If they take two of the next three games, okay, you salvage this series. If you lose two of the next three games, or God forbid you get swept by Detroit, yeah, panic is probably right. Listen, we heard what Austin Hedges doesn't come out with a manifesto like he does last night if there isn't a little bit of concern in the Guardians clubhouse. We've already heard about the emotions, the attitude after the loss last night in the clubhouse. We also have a lineup out there today that looks a little different than it has, including bumping David Fry to the cleanup spot when that's been Josh Naylor's spot. They've moved, like Hosey's periodically been the two hitter. And, you know, you've had different guys from the 7-9. You've had guys move around. By and large, Josh Naylor has been the four hitter all season long. So clearly, Stephen Vogt's trying things. So he can say kumbaya. He can say, yeah, wait, we just got to keep doing what we're doing as much as he wants. He's trying to do things to jumpstart the lineup. But I still think you have time to stave off that concern. Because the concern right now is the Twins and Royals all of a sudden are four games back. The concern is you're falling off the pace for the number one seed, which, hey, you know the easiest way to make the ALDS? Getting the number one seed. So I can't remember if it was Jason or Anthony of the Morning Boys earlier today that said, I'm concerned, I'm not panicked. That's where I am. But with every one of these games, this tonight is as close to a must-win game as it gets on July 23rd. How about you?
I don't know that tonight's the must-win game. I don't know that last night was the must-win game. I do think you got to find a way to continue to keep your lead in the AL Central. Like that to me seemed like a foregone conclusion. They were just going to win it easily, and things have just sort of changed as teams have gotten hot. later in the season. And no one's really talking about those teams. So I feel like they've kind of slid under the radar and have won a bunch of games and have just really kind of sort of put on the pressure on the Gardos.
I think you can make a case that the Twins and Royals are two of the only teams right now. And the Astros are also playing great baseball. But there's like
in the American League?
There are three teams in the thick of it within the top seven or eight seeds that are playing really good baseball right now. And it's it just so happens to be the two teams behind the Guardians in the division. But, you know, like, I mean, I think there's a conversation to be had. Even though the Guardians are, what, 19 games above 500, is there a point before the deadline, and we've got about a week to the deadline, is there a point that maybe the Guardians feel like they should be less aggressive? I don't think there should be. I think the point is, you've got a Schneid. I think adding the right players is going to inject some energy and some life into that clubhouse. There's nothing that can happen for me between now and the deadline that will change that. Yeah, I think you should go try and get Pete Alonso. And if not Pete Alonso, go talk to Tampa Bay about Randy Arozarena and Zach Eflin. Okay, well, if not those guys, I'm going to talk to Toronto about any one of their pitchers, not named Yusei Kikuchi because he's a scrub-ass bum, but one of the other guys, and whether it's Bichette, whether it's Vlad Jr., any one of their guys who even gives you some impact of a bat, go talk to them about that. I wonder if the Guardians do maybe feel differently, though. I wonder if they're gauging, like, I do, like, for instance, Schneeman at short since the All-Star break, that is 100% a, we got to see if we got to give him a little sustained run there to see if we trust him there. He's been our super utility guy. How do we feel about him every day defensively at short? Angel Martinez being in the outfield when he could be one of the guys that kind of holds down second base if you want to move Jimenez. Like, I think John Kenzie Noel getting another run in the outfield. I think these are all, hey, this is your chance kind of moments for those guys. But I wonder if whether it's those guys performing or, I mean, hell, worst case scenario, you could be looking at the deadline being in second place in the division. I do wonder if that changes the Guardians' approach, meaning Chernetti, their approach to the aggressiveness at the deadline. I think they'll make moves no matter what, but I wonder if it changes the scale of the moves that they've made or they will make.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So where are we at now? Like, if the season ended today, where do you think Chernetti's at? Where are they at?
Well, they probably, well, they wouldn't have made a move.
Oh, okay, excuse me. Deadlines today? That's what I meant to say.
I think deadlines today, I think you go swing big. And I think you make multiple big swings. I think this is 2016. I think whether your big swing's Andrew Miller, whether it's Pete Alonso, or whether it's John Lucroy, or whether it's a Crochet, or Jack Flaherty, or a Chris Bassett, you know, whether it's an ace and a good bat, or whether it's a Arozarena, whatever it is, I think you're going to see them make multiple big swings. Because here's the thing. I want to say it was Baseball America put out their revised top 100 list. The Guardians now have seven players in the top 100. That means that you have, like, if you've got seven guys in the top 100, it means you're doing something right. It means your farm system is seen as one of the best in baseball. I think that gives you some extra value here that you can play with, knowing you also have the number one pick that is you can't trade, so he's going to be the bell of the ball of your minor league system going forward. How about you?
In terms of what? Like what
yeah,
I
like
want?
If the deadline was today.
Man, I'd like that Pete Alonso thing.
Here's the thing. This one isn't as good. Paul Goldschmidt. If St. Louis.
Is he like 40?
He's up there. He's not 40.
I mean, he still's got power. I mean, yeah. Dude came out the womb with power.
I really like that.
Yeah.
That's like sassy Dustin Fox giving me some baseball takes. Can you give me any other takes, just baseball takes in general, just with that sassiness? Because in fairness, I'll give you a second to think about it. I think this is what baseball coverage is missing, a level of sassiness. Like, there's dry, like, Meisel. Little dry, a little sarcastic, a little smug, right? Most, as a matter of fact, most baseball reporters in general, there's a why are you asking me this question kind of vibe to them. But we don't have anybody that's sassy. Think about it.
I'm going to think about that. So what do you want me to say? Like,
you came up with it.
Dude, I don't want to let you down.
Well, no, you won't let me down. I just want to see if you can reinvent the sassy baseball take. I wouldn't trust Brian Rocchio with a can of corn. Something like that. Yours was still better than mine, because I'm not the sassy baseball guy. I'm snarky. It's totally different.
I got to think about it, man. I'm on the spot.
There's no better time than right now. I think Van Halen sang that.
I got nothing for you, dude.
You're like Rocchio.
I'm just trying to keep
at the plate in the second inning yesterday. Just a 97 mile heater right down the plate, and you just watch it go by.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.